Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is daf nun chesem esachas brachas, the 57th daf in Shas. We pick up on the first line, right on top of chesem enaf. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar. The Gemara had been discussing the destruction of Bavel. So Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar comments, Neskalu Bavel, Neskalu Shechina. When Bavel was lowered down and cursed, so then, Neskalu Shechineha, then its neighbors were also lower down. Niskala Shamron, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished Shamron, when there was destruction in the west bank of Eretz Yisrael, Nisparchu Shchaneha. There, that instance, its neighbors actually got a bracha. The Gemara gives sources. Niskala Bavel Niskala Shchaneha Dichsiv V'samti Olamorash Kapod V'agme Maim Niskala. The Pasuk describes in Yeshayahu. And this is the pasuk we conclude yesterday's daf with. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is describing the destruction of Bavel as well as the swamps that are next to Bavel. However, Niskal lo Shomron Nisparchu Shchina Tichsev Samti Shomron Liyasadeh Limitai Kerem. What will be in Shomron? What will be in Shomron is a vineyard. That means that the neighbors will not be adversely affected. In contrast to when it comes to Bavel, the destruction will extend to the swamps, as well as there will be wild animals that will come there, and therefore that will be bad for the neighbors. Vavra v'mnuna, haroya uchlasi Yisrael, if someone sees a large population of a group of Klal Yisrael, Rashi says that means 600,000. So then in such a case, he makes a bracha. The bracha is a fascinating bracha. The bracha is, Baruch Chacham Harazim. Blessed is the one who knows the thoughts of the cedars. In other words, he knows what all the 600,000 people of Klal Yisrael are thinking and feeling. Uchlasei Ovdei Kochavim, Omar Boshes Imchem. That's a pasuk in Yirmiyo, Boshes Imchem Ma'od Chafra Yodoleschem, Hine Achris Goyim Midmertzia Vareva. The pasuk in Yirmiyo describes the embarrassment of those nations that rejected HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, when they get together, that is an embarrassment, because even though they seem to be great, in the end, the pasuk describes, Boshe imchem od chafra yuladetchem. In the end, their end will only be of embarrassment. Tana Rabban, Harayu chlisi Yisrael baruch baruch chacham reizim, she'ein domin ze lo ze. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows each one and knows that each one is unique. Every single person is special. Ve'ein partzufein domin ze lo ze. And their faces are not like each other. Ben Zoyma, ro uchlisa agav mal harabais. Ben Zoyma was standing, we should be zocha to be able to have this experience. He was standing on the top of the Harabayis, Omar Baruch Chacham Arazim. He made this bracha of Baruch Chacham Arazim. Baruch, and Ben Zoyma made another bracha, Shebaruch Kol Elu L'Shem Sheni. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ben Zoyma says, made everything to serve me. And Ben Zoyma explains, Hu Ya Omer, Kami Yigiyas Yoga Adam Arishon. Look how hard Adam Rishon had to work. Ad shematza pas lechol, until he had enough bread to eat. Charash, he plowed. Vizara, he planted. Vekatzer, he cut. Vomar, he piled up. Vedash, he threshed. Vizara, he winnowed. Ubarer, he sifted. Vetochan, he ground. Vehirkid, he sifted again. Vilosh, he kneaded. Va'afa, and he planted. Va'achachachachal, and only afterwards did he eat. Vani mashkim motze kol elu mesukan lefanai, and I find everything prepared for me. V'kami yigiyas yoga Adam Rishon ad shematza beged lilbosh, and how hard did Adam Rishon have to work until he found clothing to be able to wear? Gozaz, he had to cut. V'libein, he had to clean. V'nifetz, and get out the bad material. V'tava, to spin. V'arag, to weave. V'achach me'atze beged lilbosh. V'ani, however, I, Ben Zoma says, Mashkim Motze Kol Elu Mesukin Lefanai, I find everything set for me. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created so much for me. There are so many people that do all this work. that on the one hand there's Baruch Hachem Arazim, and at the same time to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the multitudes of people are what allow us to be able to wear clothes as well as to be able to buy bread from the store without have to doing all of the above work. And on a certain level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done it specifically, Ben Zoma says, for me. Ben Zoma continues, Kol umos shoktos ubos lepesach besi, all the world come to the entrance of my house, v'ani umashkim motzei kol elu lefanai. And all I have to do is walk out and I see they're all in front of me. Hu ya omer, areach tov ma'u omer, if one has a good host, what is the bracha that he should say? Kama trachos tarach balabais bishvili. See how much the balabais worked for me. Kama basar evi lefanai. He brought so much meat in front of me. Kama yayin evi lefanai. How much wine he brought in front of me. Kama gluskos evi lefanai. How much cakes he did. V'chol mashu tarach lo tarach ala bishvili. Look, he did this only for me. Avol reach ra ma'u omer. What is a bad guest do? Orech ra ma'u omer. Tareach tarach balabais pasachas. Not toreach toreach balabais. The bad guy says, "What tircha did the balabais do? Pasachas achal, pasachas. He brought one loaf. Achal ticha ticha achas, and I ate one piece." Let's put the comma in a different place. Pasachas achalti, one loaf of bread I ate. Chaticha achas achalti, a little piece of meat I ate. Kos echad shasisi, I had a small drink. Kos toreach shetoreach balabais zeh. This that he prepared the whole meal, lo tarach el bishvilishto banav. He only prepared it for his wife and his children. Melai was dragged along. Al reach tov ma'u omer, on a good guest, what is said? The pasuk in Iyov, zechor kisaski faloi ashesharu anoshim. That this man who worked will be remembered and be honored by people. Val reach ra, but on a bad guest, lachen yireyu anshecha. People will just simply be afraid of him, will not want to invite him. They're going to be afraid of him. The Gemara elaborates on a cryptic pasuk in Sefer Shmuel describing Yishai. As Yishai va ish bimei Shmuel zaken, during the time of Shmuel, he was an elderly man, bo ba'anoshim, coming with men. What does that mean? Amar Rav v'item razud v'item rashi zeh Yishai avi David. This is referring to Yishai, as the pasuk says earlier. But here is the drasha. She yotza b'chusa, he went out with 600,000. V'nichnas b'chusa, and he went in with 600,000. V'darach darash b'chusa, and he darshin with 600,000. Amar Ula, Naktin ein chusa b'bavel. We learned that there's no such thing as uchlosa b'vavel because of the numbers we said before. Tana ein uchlosa pachos mishishim riba. There's no such thing as an uchlos less than 600,000, and the bracha baruch chacham harazim is only said with 600,000. The Gemara continues. Tana rabban haroa chachma Yisrael, someone who sees chachma Yisrael. Aimer baruch shechalach mechachmasay lireyav. He makes a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given, disseminated chachma to those who fear him. Chachmei of the kochavim, if he sees wise Gentiles, Omer Baruch Shnasa Mechachmasai, Libri Yosef, he makes the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives wisdom to his brios, his people. Haro Malchi Yisrael, if he sees Malchi Yisrael, Omer Baruch Shachalak Mekvodo Lireyav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives of his honor to those who fear him. Malchi of the kochavim, if he sees Gentile kings, Omer Baruch Shenasa Mikvodo Libri Yosef. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Olam Yishad Adam Loris Likras Malchay Yisrael. This is a Gemara that appears earlier on Daf Tes and the Beis. We are now Zelche, as we moved along in the Daf Yomi, begin to be able to refer back to Gemaras that we have done together in the Daf Yomi. The Gemara on Daf Tes and the Beis says this statement. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Olam Yishad Adam Loris Likras Malchay Yisrael. Person should always run to greet kings, even towards Gentiles kings. Shem Yizke Yavchin be Malchei Yisrael leMalchei Ovdei Kochavim. Why? Why is it so important to go to Malchei Ovdei Kochavim? Because if a person will run to see what a Malchei Ovdei Kochavim, then he'll even appreciate more the Kedusha of Malchus Yisrael. Rav Sheshes Sagi Nor. Rav Sheshes was blind, continues the Gemara. Havakazi of the Kule Amalek Bule Ape Malka. Everybody ran to go greet the king. The Kamazal Badei Rav Sheshes. And Rav Sheshes also went with them. Ashke Yehu Tzeduki. A Tzeduki found Rav Sheshes. Tzeduki actually said a very vicious thing. He said, Amar Le Chatzve Linahara Kigani Laya. A broken pot. What does it go to draw water from the river for? In other words, you're blind. You're not going to be able to see the king. Sheshes wasn't fazed. You think you're able to see everything, know what's going on? Come with me. I'll show you I'm able to see more. Cholav Gunda Kamaisa, there was a large battalion, a rush that passed in front of them, Kika Avsha, as they were rushing by. Amalei Tzeduki, I saw Malka. The Tzeduki said, the king's coming. I'm there, Sheshes, like Asi. She says, no, nothing coming. Cholav Gunda Tinyana, another group came by. Kiko Avsha, Amalei Tzeduki, Hashtaka Asi Malka. The Tzeduki said, now the king is coming. I'm there, Sheshes, like Asi Malka. No, you got it wrong. Cholav Gishmaki Gemara, Cholav Tlisai, there was a third one that came. Kiko Shaska, then he was silent. Amar Le Rav Sheshes, Vade Hashtas Amalke, said, the king is now coming. Amar Le Ehud Tzeduki, the Sadducee, said to him, Minalacha, how do you know it? Amar Le, De Machusa De Ara Kimei Machusa De Rekia. Ah, to understand how physical kings work, you got to know how the Malchus De Rekia works, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. Dechsiv, Pasuk Gimelachim says, Tzeva Matar Bahar Lefnei Hashem V'inei Hashem Oyve Ruach God G'doyle V'chazek Mefarei Karim Mishaber Slom Lefnei Hashem Loyve Ruach Hashem. In describing the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk by Elio describes this large noise, that wasn't Ruach Hashem. V'acha Ruach Rash Lov Rash Hashem V'acha Rash Eish Lov Eish Hashem V'acha Reish Kol Dmomo Daka. We just got through saying in Yom Noraim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears in Kivakos Ro Edro. That's where Rav Amnon Gon got this line, Kol Dmomo Daka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found in the silence, as Chazal also say, B'mokom Avunusaso Sham Tehei Gdulaso, in the modesty and in the quietness, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found. So it takes three times, back to our Gemara, says Rav Sheshes, for the king to pass. And we see that from the noise described in Elio and the three passings. The pasuk continues, then the king came. Kiasa Malka, pasuk Rav Sheshes v'kam v'varechle. When the king came, Rav Sheshes gave a brach on it. Amalei Hu Tzeduki l'mad l'chaz l'kam v'vareches. On someone you don't see, you make a bracha. Gemara does not record Rav Sheshes' response. The Gemara does record what was the end of that Tzeduki. Some say that his friends gorged out his eye. Rav Sheshes looked at him and he fell into a pile of bones. Rav Shila Nagdi Lahu Gavra. Rav Shila gave Malkus to a person, the Baal Mitzvahs, that had relations with a Egyptian woman. Asal Achol Bei Kurtzi Bei Malka. Achol Bei Kurtzi is an expression. It means that he went and he told Lashon Hara on this fellow by the kingdom. Amar, he said, Ikachad Gavra Bei Yehuda Dekadayin Dona Beloi Harmana De Malka. There's someone who's there, who's judging out there without permission from the kingdom. Shadar Alea Pristaka. They sent a message for Rabbi Shila to come to judgment to the king. Ki asa, when he came, Amrei Loi, they said to Maitam Nagdite Lahai, why did you give this fellow Malkus? And they weren't going to sympathize for what he had said. Amalu Deba Chamrasa. said because he married, had relations with a donkey. Amile Islech Sadi. Do you have witnesses? Amlu in. Us Elio actually came to help him out. Idmile Kiinish. He appeared like a person. Vaasid, and he said Edus. Amile, so they responded, Yachi Bar Ketolu, then he should be put to death. And they were asking him, Rabbi Shila, why did he not kill him? Amalahu, he said to them, to the authorities, Anam Yoma de Glina Me'aran Lesson Rishislam Mikhtil. We, since the day that we've been sent into Golos, and this is true, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that when Bezdin is not sitting by Lishkas Hagazis, so then in such a case, we cannot give the capital punishment. Aton, but you, Maidabi Isan Avidabay, you could do what you want. Admina Be Bedina, as they were looking into the case, Pasach Rabbi Shila Va'amar, Rabbi Shila thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'cho Hashem HaGdula V'Hagvura Teferes. Amrile, they said to him, Maika Amrit, what are you saying? Amalu Hachi Kamina, this is what I was saying, Baruch Rachman Diyav Machusa Ba'ara Ke'ein Machusa Derikia. I thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he makes a Malchus in this world like he make a Malchus in the upper worlds. V'yav L'cho Sholtina V'rachme Dina. He's given you to judge, and that you people appreciate judgment. Amru, they say, Chaviva la yikra de malcha sekuli ha, you really respect our government. Yavle kulpa, they gave him actually a stick to be able to enforce dinim and to give malchus in other cases. Amru le don dina, you could now judge cases. The Gemara continues that after Rabbi Shiloh had escaped with honors, if you will, from the authorities, this person, this Gavra, who he had originally given Makis to for being Boal ala Mitzris, challenged him. Ki Avinafik, when he left, Amalei Yehu Gavra, Avad Rachman Anisa L'Shakri, does the Torah make miracles for liars? You had lied. You said that I had relations with an animal is not true. It was with the mitzvahs. Amalei Rasha, lav chamri yikru. Are they not called a chamar? Dichsiv, asher b'sar chamorim b'saram. This also appears earlier in our Masechta, another daf yomi bonus. On Chafei Mabez, we're discussing the Akum's erva, whether they're considered an erva at all, because the Torah equates an Akum to a chamar. Obviously, this needs to be taken in context. And it's not our job to elaborate. Just keep in mind that Tiferes Yisrael does say that even a Gentile has a neshama as well. But at the same time, we say zirmas susim zirmasam. But now Rabbi Shiloh has really gotten in trouble. Chazi de kazla memrelu, he sees now that this gavra is going to say that he said of him the karinu chamri that. That Rabbi Yeshila had called Gentiles chamorim. Omar, so Rabbi Yeshila said, "Hi Rodefu, he's a Rodef." Torah Amra im bolaharga hashkim larga. Someone comes to kill you, you should kill him first. Machya bekufla v'katli, he hit him with the stick that the authorities had given him, and he killed him. Omar, hol v'savili nisa b'haikra darshina le. He said, since once again a miracle has been done as a product of this pasuk of L'cho Hashem HaGdula, that he began to darshan. L'cho Hashem HaGdula, Zum Aisa Bereshis, this refers to acts of creation. V'chein Weimer, as well as the pasuk says, Aisa G'dola Sen Ad En Chikar. V'agvura, L'cho Hashem HaGvura, Zu Yitzis Mitzrayim, first to go Am Mitzrayim, Shnei Rai Yisrael Sad G'dola. That's where Klal Yisrael saw the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'atiferes, L'cho Hashem HaGdula, V'hagivura, V'atiferes, Zu, Cham, Ulevana, Sha'amdu lo Yoshua. It's the sun and the moon that stood for Yoshua. Shnemar v'yidam HaShemesh, V'yorach, V'yamod. L'cho Hashem HaGdula, V'hagivura, V'atiferes, V'hanetzach, Zu, Ma'palosa, Shal Romi. Netzach, victory, is the downfall of Rome, V'cheinu Omer, as well as the pasuk that says, V'yez nitzcham al bigdai v'chol mabushai agalti. This pasuk in Yeshaya is describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vanquishing of Rome due to the many sins, as described in the opening of the perek, Mize ba me'adom, who is this as coming from Edom? Chamutz bigodim mi batzra. And here, v'yez nitzcham al bigodai, refers to the lifeblood of Edom on the garments, kaviyachol, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has vanquished Edom. So it refers to the mapola of Edom. V'ahod l'cha Hashem agdula v'agvura v'netzach v'ha'od, zu milchemes nachle arnon. This is the war in Nachle Arnon, as described in the pasuk in Bamidbar. Al kein yomar b'seifu milchemes Hashem esvahev b'sufa. Earlier in the Masechta, on Daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis, we had discussed the miracle that had taken place in Nachal Arnon, where the Amorim had attempted to ambush Klal Yisrael, but were smashed miraculously by a mountain. Kichol v'ashamayim v'aretz, zu milchemes Sisra. Shenemar, because the pasuk describes the heavens and milchemes Sisra, min shemayim nilchamu hakocha v'imimisila sam, cha Hashem amlocha, zu milchemes Amalek, v'chein u'amer ki'ad al kezkov, ha'misnase zu milchemes Gog u'magog, v'chein u'amer, hineni elecha Gog nasi rosh meshech v'suval l'chol rosh. This refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu being raised up after Milchemes Gog u'Magog. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava, Amar Yochanan, afilu resh gilus, resh gargisa, min shemaya, money lay. Everybody that's appointed, even the one who is supposed to take care of the gardens, is imported from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masisa tan mishmed Rav Akiva, chashem agdula zukriyas yamsuf, vagvur zum makas b'choros. These are all self-explanatory. Va'atefer zum matan Torah, va'netzach zu Yerushalayim, va'ahod zu beis hamikdash. So again, the Gemara gave different explanations of how to understand the metaphors and the adjectives of l'cha Hashem hagdula va'gevura, starting with the explanation of Rabbi Shilo that was inspired after he was saved from the Romans, where ultimately he describes that the Romans themselves will reach their downfall, and at the end of the day, after all the kingdoms come and gone, it will be Malchus Shemayim that will be left standing. We continue on Amid Beis, Nun Ches Amid Beis Tan Rabban, Harav Batei Yisrael B'Yishuvan. Someone sees the houses of Eretz Yisrael built once again. Omer, he makes the bracha, Baruch Matzev Gvul Almana. The Chorban HaNevchas L'Chalil, he sees it when they're destroyed. Omer Baruch Dayin Emes. Batei Ovde Chav Yishuvan Omer Beis Geyim Yisach Hashem. This is a pasuk in Mishlei, in Perek Tesvav, if I'm not mistaken, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the house of Geim, Geim here means Gaiva, Bale Gaiva, will ultimately be destroyed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chorban HaNomer El Nekamas Hashem, El Nekamas Afiyah, period. Ula Rav Chizav Ka'azli Bu'urcha, they were going along the way. Kimata Pischa Devei Rav Chana Bar Chaniloi, when they came to the entrance of Rav Chana Bar Chiloi, Neged Nogad Rav Chizda V'saneach. Rav Chizda became weak and he groaned. He said, why all of a sudden did you groan? Groaning breaks half of the body of a person. If you know someone who likes to complain and groan, you could tell them this Gemara. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, the pasuk in Yecheskel describes the groans during the period of Galus. Amalei, heichilo isnach, beisid ahavid ba, how should I not groan? The house that there was, shisin afyasa biyimama, v'shisin afyasa b'layla, v'afyu l'kol man detzarech. This house of Rechana bar Chanilo, where there were 60 baked goods in the morning, 60 baked goods at night, and baked goods throughout the days for anybody that wants. In other words, this was a house of tremendous chesed. V'lo shakol yada min kisa, and he never removed, Rav Chana never removed his hand from his wallet. The Sarah Dilma Ani Bar Tovim, that maybe someone who was once a Bar Tov, was once a wealthy person, who had now become a poor person, would come. V'ademati le'lekisa, an amazing musar. And until the time it would take for him to move his hand to the wallet, kamachsif, that he would be embarrassed. So in order that the individual wouldn't be embarrassed, he would immediately, constantly have his hand on his money, not to count his money, not to hold on to his money, but that a person shouldn't be embarrassed. And that was this house. Now, that house had been empty. Vesu, the Gemara says, there was something else that happened in this house. Arba bavi la arba ruchsa. The Alma. The house is open on four sides with four openings to four sides of the world. We called the Haviyayil coffin, and whoever went into the house needing Nafik Kisava would go out satisfied. Vavishadulay, and he'd be able to take from the house Chiti Visaori, wheat and barley, Bishne Batsuras in the years of famine. Avrai, there was also these things outside, the Koma Nichsifim Milsa Mishkami Mama, whoever would be embarrassed to get in the day, Asava Shaka Balaila would be able to get in at night. And now, Rav Chisda groans in pain, and he says, Hashta Nofal, Bitaila Velo Isanech. Now it's fallen into a pile, into a heap, and I'm not going to groan. Amalei. Ula said to him, "Hachem Rabbi Yochum, miyom shechar beis hamigdash nigzer exera abatein shal sadikim sheicharvu." At the time the beis hamigdash was destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "I'm not only destroying the beis hamigdash, I'm also destroying the houses of sadikim." Shneimar ba'oznei Hashem sevakos imlo batum rabim lishma yigdolim v'tovim me'ayin yoshev. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, ba'oznei Hashem sevakos imlo batum rabim lishema, if not the fact that many houses that will be desolate, you gedolim of great people, v'tovim, me'ayin yoshev, and there won't be anybody living in there, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy their houses. V'amar Rabbi Yochan, asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lazir liyishuvam, however HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return them, shenem ha'shir ha'mal sadov, rabotum ha'shem kar tzion, ma'har tzion, asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lazir liyishuvam, af poten shal tzadikim, asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lazir liyishuvam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return the tzadikim as well, just like the Beis HaMikdash. That was the Nechama that Ula gave Rav Chisda. Chazid Ulam Yashva Daitai. He saw that it didn't work, that still Rav Chisda was very depressed. Amar Dayo Le'eved Shiyehe Kerabo. It's enough that the servant should be like his master. In other words, your pain should not be greater than that of the pain for the Rabbo, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Begolus, as it shouldn't be more than your pain for tzaddikim should be more than your pain in mourning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Golos as well. The Beis HaMikdash is not around. Tanu Rabbanan, Roi Kivri Yisrael, Oimer Baruch Asher Yotzar Eschem Medin, V'zon Eschem Medin, V'kilkal Eschem Badin, V'asaf Eschem Badin, V'asil HaKimchem Badin. Blessed are you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that created them in judgment, sustained them in judgment, in food, and also all their needs, in judgment, and you gathered them in judgment, and in the future you will raise them up in Tchias HaMeisim. Marbrei Duravina, Misayim Ba Mishmei Durav Nachman, he would conclude, V'yodea Misbar Kulchem, V'u Asad Achayos L'mekayim Eschem Baruch Mechayim Meisim. And you know the number of all of them, and you ultimately will cause them to be resuscitated. Excuse me, my English narrative is slowly going bad. It's resurrected, Bezer Hashem. Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim, if it's a burial ground of Gentiles, Omer, he quotes the pasuk that we've mentioned already in the past, Boshe Imchem, Ma'od Chavre Yoladchem, pasuk in Yirmiyahu, that there is an embarrassment for the tzaddikim, that there will be, that for, excuse embarrassment for the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, that ultimately they will be punished for their sins. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Haroz Chaver L'Acha Shoshim Yom, somebody sees his friend after 30 days. Omer Baruch Shechiyon V'Kimon V'Gyon L'Azman Hazeh, he makes the Baruch of Shechiyon L'Acha Yud Beis Chodesh, Omer Baruch Mechayi Meisim. After 12 months, he makes the Baruch of Mechayi HaMeisim. Ezra Hashem, in the Halacha section today, we will discuss some of these Halachos of the Brachos over here mentioned on Chesam Abeis. Amar Rav, Ein HaMeis Mishtakeach Min Alev El Acha Shnei Maser Chodesh. A dead person is not forgotten until after 12 months. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Nishkachti kimeis milev hayisi kichli oved. The pasuk in Tehillim describes mace being forgotten like a lost utensil. And the halacha is that a lost utensil, we say that the owner is miyayish after 12 months, and therefore Similarly, the same applies to a person who passes away. This is how Rashi in Dibar Maschil Kekli Oved explains it from the Gemara in Elu Metzias on Daf Chav Ches Amin Alef. Rav Papa Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, Havika Azli, Be'orchot, they were going along the way. Pakubei, Rav Chanina, Braid Rav. They met Rav Chanina, the son of Rav, Rav Ika. Amulei, he said, they said to him, Bahadi de Chazinach Brichin, Allah, Tarti. The moment that we saw you, Rav Chanina, this is what Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua said, we made two brachas. Number one, Baruch HaShecholak Mechachot Melreyev, V'Shechiyanu. And also Bracha Shechiyanu, because we hadn't seen you within 30 days. Amalah Lahu, so Rabbi Chanina, Braid Rav Ika said back to him, Anonami, Kivin Zeschinu, Chashvi Seichel Leveg, Kishisin Rivim Bas Yisrael. When I saw you, I consider as if I had seen 600,000 of Klal Yisrael, Ubarchinu Aleichu, Tlasa, and I made three brachas, Hanich Tarti, two that you mentioned, Ubarachachem Arazim. He considered them as if they were like 600,000 people of Klal Yisrael, and he made three brachas. Amale Rav Papa Rav Huna Braid Yehoshua were not impressed. Chakimasa Kula Hai, are you so wise that you recognize that we represent 600,000? And here the story concludes tragically. Yahivu Be'einayu, they gave him Ayin Hara, Ushachiv, and Rav Chanina Braid Rav Ika passed away. The Ramban in the Melchamos Hashem has a very good explanation on our Gemara. The Ramban says that this idea of saying that a person could embody or represent or understand all of 600,000 of Klal Yisrael is an idea which is found in Chazal. For example, Moshe Rabbeinu being Elokei Ruchos, or Yoshua, as described by the Sefri, as Isha Sheruach Bo, and those people have in them as well the koach of what's referred to as the Chochmas HaPartzuf, and they're able to understand and see every person because they themselves are so broad, they include every person in Klal Yisrael in them. However, the Ramban says the Rif does not pask in this way, that we make the bracha of Chochem HaRazim, and we do not follow this bracha for the reason from the Gemara itself. And that is that the Gemara had described that Rav Papa and Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua had deemed it inappropriate, so then that's a simin that to make these assumptions and to really assert that there's someone who has that koach is dangerous and one should not make the bracha. The greater implications of the sugya I leave for those who are ma'ayin more, but take a look at the Ramban. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi Haroah es Habahakanim. Habahakanim are individuals whose bodies are full of some type of speckles. It's a strange sight. Amar Baruch Mishan Abrias. Mesivi asks the Gemara, Ra'as HaKushi, if someone sees a black person, Ves HaGichor, a reddish person, Ves HaLevokon, and someone who is extremely white, white to an extreme, as hakipeach, someone whose stomach is quite distended and he looks strange because his stomach takes up a large part of his body area, ves hananis, a midget, ves hadarnikus, someone whose body is covered with boils, oimer baruch mishanes abrius, he makes a baruch mishanes abrius. Es hakiteach, someone whose arm is cut off, es asuma, a blind person, es pisuye rosh, a person whose hair is clumped in one place, Vesachiger, a limping person, Vesamuk Eshchin, someone who has skin disease, Vesabakonim, Omer Baruch Dayino Emes, there he makes a bracha Baruch Dayino Emes. The stira is that before we said Bakonim is Mishana Brias. The Gemara answers, Lo Kasha. It's not a contradiction. Habim Me Ima Habasab Disialit. One case was talking about when it happened in his mother's stomach. If it happened in his mother's stomach, so then in such a case, the bracha is Mishana Abrios, Vabasa de Sialid, but if it was after they were born, so then in such a case, the bracha is a Dayon Ha'emes. Tekanam diktoin dumya dikiteya, Shmamina. Prove to you that when the Dayon Ha'emes is appropriate afterwards, because similar to someone whose arm was cut off, which happened after they came out of their mother's womb. Tanu Rabbanan Royal Peel, Kuf, Vikifuf, Omer Baruch Mishane Es Habrios. If someone sees an elephant, a monkey, and something that was called a kifuf that in many ways has appearances like a person, so then in such a case they make the bracha of Baruch Mishane Es Habrios. Ra Brios Tavos Vilanos Tavos Omer Baruch Shekachalo Ba'olam. If he sees beautiful things, then he says, bless that Kodesh Baruch Hu, that this is how his world appears. Should be noted that many of these last cases in the Gemara are not halacha lemaisa, that what makes a bracha in those instances, for varied reasons. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Nun Ches on the Daf, and now Be'ezer Hashem we go to the halacha section. Be'ezer Hashem, our first halacha topic from Daf Nun Ches is the mitzvah of making a bracha of Shechiyanu when seeing one's friend after 30 days, and Mechaye Mesim. The Gemara, in a list, a fascinating list of different brachos, beautiful brachos, often not said, but nevertheless beautiful brachos on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis that a person should make. One of them on the list is from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, 20 lines in to the wide. Haros chaver lachas shoshim yom or baruch shechian vikiman vigiron zman hazeh lachas yud beis chodesh omer baruch mechayim meisim. This is actually found in Shulchan Aruch, despite the fact there might be many people out there listening who will say that they've never made this bracha in their life, but that is how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah. Of course, you can't stop now the shir, because you got to wait till the end for the halacha lemaisa. But in Shulchan Aruch Roish Chaf Hey Aleph Haroz Chaver Lachar Shoshim Yom Amar Shechiyanu V'achid V'eschodesh V'vach Mechayim Meisim. And then there's an addition in the Shulchan Aruch which is found in the Bali Tosos. V'hu Shechaviv Alav Harbe V'sameach B'riyaso. And Tosos already says, you can see Tosos on the page on Chesam Abeis, that Tosos mentions this as well, and that is the only time you make either of these brachos is only if there is a real joy in seeing that person. The Mishnah Berurah adds in Sifkat and Aleph that also in our daf we have the bracha for Chachmei Yisrael, which requires a separate treatment, which is found in Reish Chav Dal Tzivav, Shecholak Mechachmasa Lireyav. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if one is making that bracha, if one hasn't seen that Talmud Chacham in 30 days, one should also make the bracha of Shechiyanu. Even those who have seen individuals make Shechal Chachmasa Lireyav on Gedolei Torah, it's well known that some people do that when they see Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. I'd been Zoche see that done by someone who's actually a very dramatic moment. I was learning with Rav Nevinsel in a room. Usually we learn in the Beis Medrash in Tivari, but that day there was something going on in the Beis Medrash, and we were learning in a small, quiet room, and all of a sudden a man opened up the door, and he looked at Rav Nevinsel and blurted out the bracha. It was a very beautiful moment. Also watching Rav Nevinsel's reaction, that's for another time. Says the Mishnah Berurah that the halacha is that in such a case, l'chura, one should also make the bracha of Shechiyanu. Of course, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch had said that if it's 12 months, so then in such a case you make the bracha Mechayim Mesim. Why the bracha of Mechayim Mesim? So Mishnah Berurah quotes the Marsha as giving a very, very powerful reason. This daf for the cycle of Tavshin Ayin Gimel will actually be learned, if I'm not mistaken, before Hoshana Rabbah, I think even before Sukkot, and I am recording this already in the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And here the lesson is very, very, very powerful. We should shudder. I shuddered when I first saw this Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, the reason why I make the bracha Mechayim Mesim, if you haven't seen your friend in a year, there was no way you would know that he was going to be around next year. We don't know that anybody is going to be around next year. On Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippur, and Rosh Hashanah Yichaseivun, V'yov Tzom Kippur Yichaseimud, and then Al Pi Kabbalah, and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah is the giving of the Kvittel. So then, in such a case, until that moment, we don't know who's Mi Yechiyah, or Chas V'Chalil Mi Yomus. And therefore, if you haven't seen your friend in 12 months, so then you're making the bracha of Mechayim Mesim, because it could have very well been that he would have been judged Chas V'Chalila L'Misa on Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, says the Mishnah Berurah from the Marsha. That's why we make the bracha of Mechayim Mesim. There might be other interpretations, but this is the explanation of the Mishnah Berurah. Bottom line. Simple reading, a friend that is a chaviv harbev v'sameach b'riyaso, you would make the bracha of Shechiyanu Mechayim Mesim. I have almost never seen it. I think I once saw Rav Aaron Bina, the Rashi of Netiv Arye, make it a bracha on one of my friends who I had gone to yeshiva with. It was a Talmud of his, a friend of mine, Rafi Lipner. I believe he had made the bracha Shema Malchus, but it is not very common at all. As I was thinking about the halachos, I thought of the following problem, and I was thrilled to see that our grand Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, explained that the minug for us not to make the bracha is based on the following reason. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, quoted in the Sefer Halichos Shlomo, Perichov Gimel, Halacha Yud Beis, Bizmanenu Ein Noegin Levarech Arias Pnei Chaver. The custom is not to make the bracha of Shechianu. V'yitachin Shatamu. It's possible that the reason is Kimun Shebrachazu Noheges Rakimu Ba'emes Sameach Bo. It only applies if you really rejoice. V'im Kein Bizmanenu Yeshlochuch Shemipnei Hanimus Omipnei Pachto Mirze Shiro Yivarech Buriyaso. Now, if people generally would make the bracha of Shechianu, then I would feel the pressure to make the bracha, even if I'm not necessarily feeling the simcha. And again, according to Tosis' definition, he needs to be chavero chaviv alav. And what happens if this fellow expects me to react as that he's chaviv alai, but I don't necessarily feel that way? I would feel the pressure, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, either because of politeness or because of fear of that individual, to make the bracha, and that will be a bracha Levatala. Concludes Reb Shlomo Zalman, Mishum Kachay Mevarchin, Kimiya Omer Zechisi, Mechanufa, Umimorim Basar Vadam. This is one of Reb Shlomo Zalman's themes that he would come back to, even as we see in Piskei Halacha, is who could be confident to say that he's not being guilty of Chanifa and just fear of a person, and for that reason we have gone to the other extreme and been mevatel in many instances the bracha of Shechianu and Mechaye Mesim. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman concludes that there are exceptions to the rule where a person does not have to be worried at all. And he gives the following example. If chas v'chalila, someone was in a war and they come out of it and their family and friends have a tremendous simcha to see them again, if it's within 30 days, in such a case, you would make a Shechianu, as well as after a year, then the bracha would be a bracha Mechaye Mesim. Rav Shlomo Zalman suggests that if a person is feeling a significant amount of simcha because he is seeing somebody and he wants to make the bracha, then what he suggested was to buy a new fruit and then make a bracha Shechianu and have that in mind. And that is what it's recorded in Sefer Halichos Shlomo in the Orchos Halacha section on that above Halacha. That is what Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach did when his son-in-law and daughter who lived in Chutz Laaretz came every once in a while to visit him, as well as when Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky came to visit. This was what he did as well. Rav Shlomo Zalman would also say that Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap had a son who used to come from America every once in a while. There were many years that he had not seen that son. If I'm not mistaken, this is from the family of Rav Zvulun Charlap, dean, former dean of Reitz, that Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap would make the bracha with a tremendous hislavos and simcha to be able to see someone who he hadn't seen for a long time. And Rav Shlomo Zalman seemed to have been saying this over as a legitimate time where the above shailas that he had mentioned did not apply. So what emerges from the above discussion is that the minhag is generally not to do it, and we have Rav Shlomo Zalman's beautiful hesber, and of course there are exceptions, as we mentioned before, because at the end of the day, Rav Yeshua ben Levi did teach us that an appropriate reaction to such a simcha would be a big Shechianu. Interestingly, the Stipler in Orchas Rabbeinu also pointed out that there are many reasons that today that it would not apply because of the ability to communicate with phones, as well as raised earlier by the poskim, Mishabura in Sifkatan Bays, that it could be if they're already getting passing letters, sending letters back and forth, then that simcha is not as great. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the first topic of Birchas Haroes Chaveiro for Daf Nun Ches. Our second topic, Be'ezer Hashem, from Daf Nun Ches, is the nature of the chiyuv of Birchas Re'iyah. How far does a person have to go vis-a-vis Birchas Re'iyah? And how does that apply to the chiyuv for a person going to do Berchas Re'ia of Kiddush Levana. The Sefer Mekor Chaim of the Chavas Yaron Simen Reish Chof Tes, he raises the following question. And that is, does a person need to stop their learning? Is he supposed to stop their learning when there is a rainbow outside to make the bracha of Zohar Bris Nema Barisa V'Kayim B'Ma'amara? And in general, one could ask this in regards to all brachos. Does a berchas re'iyah, does a person need to stop their learning? Is there a chiyuv for an individual to make a berchas re'iyah? The Avos Yair astutely points out that the Maharsha, in a one-line comment on our daf, dealt with that problem. The Gemara Nun Ches Amid Aleph had told us that we should run and see Malchei Yisrael as well as Malchei Akum, to be zoche to see, when it comes to Malchei Akum, to be zoche to see the difference between Malchei Akum and Malchei Yisrael, and in those cases, you're going to make a bracha. Points out the Maharsha, the Gemara needs to tell us that there's a chiyuv, because otherwise, there's no chiyuv to make stam a birchas haroa. Independently, there isn't a chiyuv of birchas haroa. However, the Gemara says, to be able to appreciate the difference between Malchei Akum and Malchei Yisrael, so then a person should interrupt their learning. Based on this, says the Chavos Yaor in a Sefer Mekor Chaim, that the halacha would be that someone should interrupt their learning only if Chazal had given a reason. If Chazal said that for this reason you're supposed to interrupt. However, when it comes to a bracha on a rainbow, if you don't see it, you don't have to interrupt to go and see it. And presumably then, according to Chavos Yaor, it's probably more significant to sit and continue learning, because Talmud Torah keneged kulam, and you don't need to put yourself into the position to be mechayiv for a bracha. The Mekor Chaim, the Chavos Yaor, asks a question on himself. If that's so, then how will he explain Kiddush Levana? That when it comes to Kiddush Levana, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. As we say in Kiddush Levana, chayiv adam lahakbil pnei shchina pamachas bechodesh, that Birchas Halvana is equated with a chiyuv of going to be mekabel the panim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Tzior points out that the obvious answer is that this is different. That Kiddush Levana, because it's Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, hence it's different than every other Birchas Haroah. This is all quoted very succinctly in the HaMasifta edition of Pnine Halacha, and they quote a biography of the Chazon Ish called Maisa Ish, where he disagreed with the assessment of Rabbi Yisrael Zal Meltzer, who dealt with a Magen Avram at the beginning of Tav Chav Vav, which is also quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, that discusses that Kiddush Levana could very well be a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, to which Rabbi Yisrael Zalman had argued, no, it's not a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. There isn't a chiyuv of Kiddush Levana. Rather, it's a birchas haroa, and you cannot say that men and women would be any different. However, the Chazon Ish disagreed. Chazon Ish took the position of the Chavos Yaor and said that birchas Levana is not, Kiddush Levana is not a regular birchas haroa, and for that reason, the poskim call it a mitzvah saseh shezman groma, even though the lomdus of Rabbi Yisrael Zalman can stand, but the Chazon Ish, the Magen Avraham, and the Mishnah Berurah all assume that even though one could argue it's a Birchas Haroah, but from the Lashon and the Gemara and Sanhedrin of equating Kiddush Levana to Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina puts Kiddush Levana in a different realm, and different than every other Birchas Haroah, and one would be Mevatel Talmud Torah for Kiddush Levana, but not for other Birchas Haroah. This concludes the Halacha section from Daf Nun Ches.